When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Matt, the do-over guy, and this is your do-over, episode 27.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles, and this is the place where I show people who want more out of life, people dissatisfied with their current situation, how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so they can create wealth and live life to the fullest. You can jumpstart your do-over and lay a solid foundation for a better life by downloading the three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over for free at freedoover.com. It's a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with three specific steps on how to get success as you start over. The three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over will put the legs under your table. They'll lay the foundation for you to achieve. They will act as your traveling success coach, and they are yours for free at freedoover.com. Alrighty, I've got a great show for you today. I know many of you have been waiting for this show. I'll be announcing the winners of my do-over contest, and I'm very excited to do so. I'm very excited to do this. First, I'm excited to give back to the people that have given so much to me. I'm so grateful. I mean, I'm literally moved by the love that you've shown me, particularly just in the last couple months. And based on your actions of giving reviews and ratings of this podcast, you literally launched me right up the iTunes charts to the number 2 spot in the health category after only 8 days of being back online. I mean, that's a position so much greater than before we took our little break. And from what I hear, what you guys have helped me accomplish, it's absolutely unheard of for a show that isn't themed around an existing celebrity or a notable subject. So thank you. I don't know how you did it, but thank you. And I'll be showing my appreciation to you in just a bit. The second reason I'm excited, I have all of the mayhem around the podcast behind me, and today I begin anew. The show is starting, or should I say, restarting fresh, and we're going back to our original structure. No more boring you with iTunes or hosting issues. Everything is up and running as it should be, and we're moving forward full steam ahead. Now, the future is bright, and it's full of opportunity, and I'm taking you with me. The third reason I'm really excited is we have a very special guest today. I mean, we haven't had a guest in a while on the show, and today's guest, I've just recently got to know more on a personal level, but I've known him for a while. He's been an inspiration to me from afar, more than he's probably aware of. I mean, he has a work ethic like none I've ever seen. But not only is he a hard worker, he gets results. He's effective. He's productive. In fact, he wrote a book, Cracking the Producer's Code. And it's a short, easy read, but don't get it twisted. It's profound and full of meat that anyone in the world of sales could benefit from. And I can't think of anyone more fit to write a book titled Cracking the Producer's Code, as he's strung together several 7-figure income years in his last endeavor. You know, however, I probably wouldn't have him on this show unless there was also some adversity in his journey. You know, without adversity, without struggle, without challenges. Because without that, there's really nothing to learn. There aren't any lessons in success. And without lessons, there's no growth. He's been a role model for me in the world of personal development as well. I mean, I'm an avid reader of personal development books, as you all know, and I have been for over 20 years. But I've really increased my consumption of good reading material as this gentleman, he is the Jim Rohn quote, formal education will make you a living, self-education will make you a fortune. I mean, he is that quote personified. And man, this guy has made a fortune. and lost it, but because of his commitment to self-education, he's getting it all back. Not to worry, he's getting it all back, and he's getting it all back fast. I mean, that's what makes education such an invaluable investment. Once you got it, nobody can take it away from you. And if you invest in the right education, making money is never a concern. And my guest today is walking proof of that. My friend Chad Wade is on the line. Chad, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here at Your Do-Over.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. I'm really excited when you agreed that you're going to get on this call with us and share your story. So I guess just to get started, can you give the listeners a little bit of your background and describe some of your past accomplishments and then go into a little bit what happened that called you for a recent do-over?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually used to press shirts at the back of a dry cleaners for a living, and you know, I had tried a lot of different businesses throughout the years and basically failed at about 7 businesses. And lucky for me, I actually came across a mentor that had experience doing what I was, you know, what I wanted to do. And I just carbon copied him and created some pretty massive success. You know, my first year was $250,000, then $500,000, and it grew all the way up to about $1.7 million in income. And I think sometimes in life, you know, we look at negative things and bad things that happen to us or to individuals. We go, oh, that sucks. But in reality, to have a chance to do a do-over is actually a blessing. And I used to say from stage a long time ago, you know, take everything from me and I could recreate it. And I think God just decided to put me to the test on it.
Mm-hmm. He definitely has a way of doing that, doesn't he?
Yeah. Don't ever challenge the universe or God, because he tends to deliver what you ask. So
that's good advice. So, you know, what was the first sign that things weren't going so good, and how did you respond?
Well, I started to notice, I mean, the bottom line is I think things are successful when you are aligned in your life and your passions and your work ethic and your belief and your morals are all tied into the same rhythmic code. It's almost like it's impossible to not succeed. And we had just created such a phenomenal situation in business that it almost became stupid. It became so easy to make money that I've always said that money is a byproduct of your service, and money is kind of an accelerant. It will kind of show you who you really are. If you're a good person, it'll make you a better person. If you're a bad person, it'll kind of reveal those sides of you as well. And you know, we went from $30,000 a year to millions of dollars, and I told the owner of the company that I was with at that time that you know, we had created a phenomenal system. People were making money hand over fist. They were growing as people. But something shifted in our company, and it went from wanting to assist people and change their lives into, you know, wanting to become a billionaire and having it being about the money and what kind of car you drove. And I have to apologize for this example, but I told the owner of that company, it feels like the Holy Ghost left your company. And what I mean by that is that spirit of wanting to do things for the right reason and really inspire people, and regardless of the money that's made, to create value for people. And when that was gone, I knew that was kind of the beginning of the end, because it was just a matter of time before that system would fall apart, because the intentions were not congruent with the message. And so I started to see not only within that, but with the economy, what was going on out there. And there was some, you know, there was a correction that needed to be made. And if you look through history, there's massive abundant times and there's massive lows of depression, and there's cycles that happen. And I started to recognize that I was right in the middle of a cycle of a downward spiral, and it was hard for me to get out of. I mean, it took me all the way to my knees, to where I lost my marriage. I lost everything that I owned. I wasn't at the bottom of the barrel. I was under the barrel, and I could have easily given up on life, but this has given me an opportunity to do that do-over and have that chance to put my skills to the test and go out there and recreate something from a positive scenario, and it's just coming together very nicely now.
Looking back, I mean, they say hindsight is 20/20, and it's very much the essence of this show is not just learning from your own mistakes, but learning from other people's mistakes as well. Looking back, and you describe it as being under the barrel, or you found yourself under the barrel, what would you have done, or how would you have responded differently today under those same circumstances?
I think I would have tried to keep my mindset a little bit more positive. I really think that what we think about, we bring about. And I think in a way, not 100%, because there are circumstances outside of your control that are going to hit you. But I think we really create our own destiny sometimes. And I was really under the gun under my divorce going, oh, my ex-wife is not being fair and the lawyers are not being fair and this is what's going on. And in a way, I created my own scenario. So if I could go back, I would energetically slow down a little bit and take time to breathe and just let things be what they're going to be and do the best with what I could. But because I really think I created more of a negative situation and kind of put a propellant on the negative stuff that really took it farther than it probably had to go.
Right. So looking back on that last endeavor, what is one mistake that you made that you swear you'll never make again?
I would say listening to the wrong people. I think it's very, very important. Sometimes we make people out to be rock stars and, you know, you look at our whole society, you know, you got movie stars and rock stars and we put these people on a major pedestal. And I got put on that pedestal. And, you know, the bottom line is that nobody's better than anyone else. And the mistake that I will absolutely not make is not allowing myself to get caught up in that, not only for me looking at people, but for people looking at me. When it comes to that fact, obviously there's people that we respect and we want to be like, but I will never put someone into that rock star status that puts them into God status because it's really not what it is. I think as human beings, we have a tendency to put people way up here when they're an average everyday person. They get phenomenal results. They may be the best at what they do, but they're just living their passion. And if you get into your passion, you could accomplish the same things. And no one is any better than anyone else. And I would think that would be my message is I kind of got euphorically really excited about certain individuals and believed that they were something that they were not. And I made decisions based on kind of a false premise instead of the facts of what was really going on out there.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about what you're up to now and how it's bringing you back to your previous lifestyle and status and income level.
Well, kind of what had happened is, like I said, I had achieved some pretty significant results, and I had ended up at lunch with a great friend of mine who is a mutual friend of both of ours, Justin Yates, and I just had the opportunity to have a very open, honest conversation with him, and we talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last couple of years, and we actually took an opportunity to combine forces and really pull together our strengths and our weaknesses and help each other out, and we went out and started and approached a good friend of ours, Dave Blanchard, the CEO of the Augmentino Group. And we started working with him and really working on getting those mindset pieces. I know on your website there's, I believe, a link for that so that people could take an assessment to find out who they are as individuals. I mean, how they think can affect their ability to succeed. And we worked with them for quite a bit, got them into some pretty major companies, and just realized that there was more to what we wanted to do and got involved with the real estate education scenario that has just absolutely blown my mind and saw the results that they were getting. And we've kind of joined hands with them, helping them spread across the United States so that we can help people see that real estate is an absolute phenomenal place to be. But you shouldn't be out trying to do it yourself. I got my butt handed to me in the economy. I, like I said, there was a lot of different circumstances that were there, some my own fault and some things that were outside of my control. But I believe 100% after the experience that I've had is that if you want something done right, you really shouldn't ever do it yourself. And I got involved with an investment scenario where people are able to come in and have a real estate portfolio developed for them, but they have professionals making the decision and finding the deals for them. And so Jess and I have put together something called Ultimate Marketing to where we basically help people get involved in real estate. And we guide them through the process with their mindset, their skill set, advertising, business, the whole bit. But the ultimate goal is to help them become a real estate investor. And I know you've had a chance to see some of the stuff we're doing. And I stayed up late at night. I get up early in the morning and I'm passionate about it because and I think that's how you know you're onto something when you're just passionate and you can't sleep because it puts you to bed at night and it wakes you up in the morning. And I've just, been able to surround myself with some great people that really get it, that are really wanting to serve mankind. And there's nothing wrong with making a profit as long as your service outweighs the compensation that you get. And that's kind of what we've created.
Mm-hmm. I have been fortunate enough to take a look at what you guys are doing. And everyone here on the show knows that I'm a full-time real estate investor and it's how I've created my do-over. And, you know, I've been to all the, I've read the books, I've read the tapes and the audio programs, I've been to all the seminars and the programs, and, you know, when I did see what you guys were doing is definitely a new twist on it, and what I think is actually going to create a breakthrough for a lot of people that have found themselves, you know, discouraged and frustrated in the past with regards to real estate investing. So, yeah, I think you're really onto something. Inside of this do-over, what new habits have you had to adopt, or even just one habit? What new habit have you had to adopt in your do-over?
I would think it's putting good information into my brain, you know, especially if you're happening to do a do-over. If you're not financially, emotionally, or spiritually where you should be, what you put in, you also get out. And so I spend a lot of time really studying different materials. I mean, one thing that I can tell people is I hope this isn't offensive, but I think there's three major books that are extremely important for people. Number one would be the scriptures. Number two would be Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And number three would be Ogmandino's book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. And, you know, I'm putting those principles in my brain. I'm always looking for great information. You know, I learn the best through audio programs. And so, you know, when I'm not doing anything, I'll put in a great motivational piece or a great skill set piece that feeds information into who I am to improve who I am. And so I think that's the best thing that I've been able to do to keep myself on track for a positive do-over is to have great information and great people surrounding me. So one of my habits is to really surround myself with phenomenal people like yourself, Matt, that are in the same vibrational category and going the same direction, because the people you surround yourself with absolutely do affect everything in your life. And so that's important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. The people you have around you, your environment, it's really everything. What service or technology would you say is making the biggest difference for you right now?
Well, you look at social media. I mean, social media is kind of one of those funny things. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, those red boxes that came out where you could rent a movie for a dollar. And I looked at those and I thought, that's so stupid. That's never going to work. And it just took off. And you look at that. That's a trend that was there. Social media is something where, you know, that has impacted myself and my business big time, to where, you know, the Facebook, Twitter, you know, there's so many different technologies you could talk about, but that's probably the main thing is utilizing social media to brand yourself and help communicate. I mean, the consumer is smarter than they've ever been out there, and they've been beat up by BS messages and people just after their money. And if you can show the world who you are as an individual and not just spam them with information, but show them that you hiked to the top of the mountain, or you went to the park and played with your kids and post those pictures, or post the activities that you are, to show that you are a real person like them and not just a marketing machine to take their money. People do business with people they like and trust. And if you can use social media to kind of set the tone for who you are and what you, you know, bring to the table, I think it'll make all the difference in your business.
Now, looking back, you know, and you had, I mean, I knew you from somewhat of a distance. I haven't got to know you personally until just recently, but from a distance, I mean, you did have that rock star status, and you did look like you were on top of the world. You looked unbeatable. You appeared untouchable. And now that you've kind of found the dessert they call humble pie, and you're crawling your way back up, and you're doing, you're not crawling, you're running your way back up. It's amazing to watch you do what you do. But how would you say your definition of success has changed?
Well, I think I used to associate what car I drove and what house I lived in and the type of clothing that I wore to how successful I was, because that's the outward appearance. And those things are obviously important to all of us. I mean, we all want a place to live and we want to drive something nice and all that. But I think the definition of success for me has changed for me personally, because it's about making an impact. It's about making a difference. And whether I'm financially compensated for something or not, I want to serve people. And my definition of success is that when people go to bed at night, they're glad that they met you. And you said something, you did something, you put something in their path that changed the direction of who they were showing up as in their life, and gave them an opportunity to go out and do something different. And I think all of us have a moral obligation that when you have learned something, we have an obligation to share. And, you know, I look at being where I was and having that rock star status and having so much money come in that you're sneezing $100 bills, to where I got humbled so hard that I lost everything, my business, my real estate, my family, to where I was living in a family member's side room. That's how bad it got, to where I couldn't afford to put for gas money. I mean, it was very humbling for me, to where I appreciate salt and pepper today. I don't take things for granted, and I see the true value what's there. And this crash and this ability to do a do-over, I mean, for those listeners out there, don't have a pity party. We all get caught up in that. This is a great opportunity to prove who you are as an American, who you are as a person, that we live in a land where there's massive abundance, and there was great opportunity during the first Depression to go create massive wealth, and the same opportunity is here. It's a little harder. It's a little foggier, but those that create that clear vision and get very focused on what they're doing, there's a larger opportunity of success in the next 3 years than I think that's been on this planet in a long time. It's just, you got to get very clear and congruent in who you are. And it's a rough proposition. You know, success is not all cupcakes and ding-dongs, and you're not going to slip, trip, and become successful. You're going to become successful by living certain principles. You know, no matter how many times I try to fight gravity and say, okay, if I walk off the top of this 10-story building, my belief is going to change the fact that I'm going to fall to the ground to my death. That law is going to be there no matter what I believe. And if we can align ourselves with universal principles, really care about the consumer and the individual that we're servicing regardless of our business, and do what's best for them, the rewards on the other side will be much larger in a big way. And I think what it has brought to my attention is just to live every day to its fullest, because it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. It doesn't matter what house we live in. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank if you're miserable and you're not happy. I lived each day with passion, and this time, as I do my do-over, I get to have full abundance, not only monetarily, but emotionally and spiritually as well, and I'm just looking forward to every single day, because it just keeps getting better and better, and I'm just excited about every single day that I have an opportunity to not only prove to myself, but to prove to everyone else out there that there is an opportunity to step up that ladder and crawl a little bit higher, or jump a little higher, because there is an opportunity for all of us out there.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm getting to know you a lot better right now, because I mean, just when we talk about the people that you surround yourself with, the environment, and you know, just to ask you one simple question of how has your definition of success changed, and it just seems like you can go on and on and on forever, and there's moments now where I actually get chills, and I know my listeners are feeling the same. So up to this point in your life, what are you most proud of?
I think I'm most proud of my children. I mean, I've got four beautiful kids, and no matter how much success we have, if we can create a next generation of entrepreneurs, a next generation of people who care and do the right thing for each other, I think that's the best level of success. No matter how much success we have in the world, failure at home, there's no compensation that can justify that. And so I look at my children and who I'm attempting to help them become. I think that's probably the greatest accomplishment any of us could do.
Mm-hmm. I think you somewhat answered this question in all the previous answers to the question collectively. But if you could focus in on just one thing right now, what's in your future that just really excites you?
Well, like you said, it's kind of been the whole theme of this. It's just to wake up every day knowing that we have the opportunity for full abundance, and that whether you call it God or the universe or whatever is out there, there's a plan for every single one of us, and we all have a role to play. And as long as we're showing up every single day in our lives the best we can be, I think we all win. And we're all striving for more money. We're all striving for more success. We're all striving for significance. And we're all on different levels in life. And I've seen amazing rich people. I've seen rich people that are jerks. I've seen amazing poor people, and I've seen amazing people that are poor. It's just to me, it's a matter of how are we showing up every single day, and how are you utilizing that day. You know, the Egyptians have a very, very unique philosophy that they believe that in order to get into heaven, you had to answer two questions. Number one, did you experience joy? And number two, did you assist others to feel joy? And I think that's what's really life's about. Obviously, you know, I've been poor and I've been rich, and I think all of us would rather be rich. But the most important key is, are you impacting people? And when they lay their head down at night, did you do something in their life that inspired them to be better? I don't think there's a greater gift that we could give ourselves or anyone else than actually being a positive influence, whether that's inspiring people to make better money, whether it's providing a tool or a service that impacts their life or just showing them that they have value. I don't think there's a greater gift that we can do for people, and that's kind of my gift and my motivation for the future is that I want to impact as many people as possible, hold up a mirror to their face and show them their true value of who they are and how great they are and what they can accomplish, and that they just need to surround themselves with the right people, have the right vehicle, and go out there and dream a little bigger than they have in life because they deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Everybody does. You know, based on I've never heard that before about the Egyptians, but it sounds like for you to experience joy and for you to cause other people to experience the same, it sounds like you found the perfect vehicle to do that. If people want to learn more about what you do and what you're up to right now, what would you recommend they go to find out?
Well, if they can go to the website investingbreakthrough.com, investingbreakthrough.com, they can get information about everything that we're doing. Yeah, because, you know, we really want to share everything that we have to offer. I mean, you know, I think it's important to get involved in business and create success either on a part-time or full-time basis there. I think it's important to have the right mindset tools to help you go succeed. And I think it's important to get involved in investing because, you know, there's a great opportunity to go do some amazing things. And it's all a matter of plugging into the right people that are in the know, that have great knowledge, and you know, I'd be happy to point anyone in that right direction. So if you just go to investingbreakthrough.com, we'll get you plugged into everything we're doing, and anything I can do to assist any of the listeners, I'd be happy to do so.
That's awesome. Thanks, Chad. You know, in our parting words, there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast because they find themselves at a low point. They find themselves in a place where they are starting over in life, or they're starting over in career or relationship, whatever it may be. You know, that goes for people, it goes for organizations, it goes for companies and businesses. What would you say to someone that's listening to you right now, finding themselves at that low point?
Well, don't go try to find the right company. Don't go try to find the right relationship. Just be the right person, and all those things will be attracted to you.
Awesome. I love it. Well, Chad, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to share your story with us. And will you come back in the future to let us know how it's going?
Absolutely. You just let me know and I'll be here.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Chad. You have an awesome day.
You too. Thanks so much.
I hope to have Chad on again real soon to show you how quickly a do-over can happen if you've got the right mindset, you've got a plan, and you've got a vehicle, and you follow it all up with rapid action. You know, Chad mentioned a few books as his primary inspirations. He mentioned the scriptures, the Bible, of which I consider the original personal development book, given that the source of any great quote, it can be traced to the Bible. I hate to disappoint you, but self-help did not begin with Tony Robbins, nor Jim Rohn, nor Napoleon Hill or Earl Nightingale even. It's all God-breathed. It was all originally God-breathed. And if you like getting your information from the source, there was a book written some 2,000 years ago that said it all, and it was the Bible. Chad also mentioned one of the greats, Think and Grow Rich, and he mentioned an old favorite of mine that has recently become a new favorite all over again, The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. And it's not just a sales book, it really is a life book, so don't let the title scare you if you're not in the world of sales. And as well, he mentioned the free online assessment that the Og Mandino Group offers. And I'll link to all of those for you for your convenience in the show notes. And what I wanted to point out is a recurring theme that we hear from our guests when they look back on their past successes and they reminisce, when they share with us their new definitions of success. I mean, they've all said it's not the money. It's not the cars, it's not the vacations, and it's not all the cool things that money buys. But it's the time and the freedom that money gives you, and specifically what you get to do with that time. Making a contribution to others is high on everyone's list, impacting others, and as Chad put it, bringing joy to others' lives, and spending more time with your family. So, learn from those that have been there. It's the fastest path to progress, as none of us will be here long enough to make all of the mistakes ourselves. So learn from people's pasts. So count your blessings. And don't take what you already have for granted. I mean, Chad's grateful for something as simple as salt and pepper. And I get what he's saying. I mean, there are people out there that would kill for the little, negligible luxuries we all have. Something as small as salt and pepper. And this is why I'm such a big advocate of placing your focus on creating passive income in your do-over as opposed to focusing on making a lot of money. It's not lots of money that's going to create the fulfilling life for you. It's enough money coming in on a consistent and predictable basis that will. Money is important, but there's different ways of going about getting it. I mean, we live in a society where nothing can replace money in the way that it serves us. It pays for the food in our stomach, it puts the clothes on our back, it puts the roof over our heads, it pays the hospital bills, and it allows us to do all of those same things for the people that we love. And passive income affords us to do that perpetually. And you don't need a lot to make that happen, to create the type of time freedom where you can impact others' lives and enjoy yours at the same time. Chad has a great vehicle to do that for anyone that really wants it, especially for those that are strapped for time. And if you don't want to take the time to learn everything you need to know about real estate investing and you just want to get started, you want to get started right away, Chad has a team of professionals on his side that will do it for you. And it's a really cool concept, and it's a really cool system. It's all in place for you. And you can get more information about that at investingbreakthrough.com. Now, the part of the show I know you've all been waiting for, the winners of my do-over contest. And before I announce the winners, I just wanted to say thank you again. I'm really grateful for your participation and how you supported the show. And to show my appreciation, for every person that participated, you will receive a copy of the e-version and audiobook of Do-Over. Everyone will receive that. And in addition, I have a bunch of online gift cards to give away. I picked the winners the good old-fashioned way. I put a bunch of names in a hat, my Lakers hat, as I will be retiring it for the season after their miserable appearance in the playoffs. That's my punishment to them, but we'll be back. We'll be back next year. So I put all the names in a hat and started drawing them one at a time. I had 32 entries, and the first 25 names I drew will each receive a $5 Starbucks gift card. The next five will receive a $15 iTunes gift card. Then the next two will receive a $25 Amazon.com gift card. And the last name in the hat will receive the grand prize HD Flip Cam. Now it's going to take me a minute to respond to everybody and send them their prizes, so give me a week or so to get them to you. And I'll be responding to everybody personally, so it's just going to take a little bit of time. I should have everything delivered by the 21st of May. And if you don't receive anything and you think you should, it's because I didn't receive your email. So if you feel you got skipped over, let me know by sending me an email to matt@thedooverguide.com. Okay, so the first 25 people I drew out of the hat, the winners of a copy of Do-Over and a $5 Starbucks gift card are Dave McDonough, Lily, Don Hadley, John Ciateo, Rachel, Neville Smith, Julie, Tanya Robinson, Ramon Michelena, Jason Smith, Megan Hamill, Timothy Greaves, Chris Simpson, Mark, Nancy Taylor, Chris Anderson, Shannon Allen, Karina, Luis Rodriguez, Susan Walker, Don in Virginia, Terry Burgess, Jeff Shaway, Rick Mueller, and Matthew Sambito. Thank you for participating. You will each be receiving a copy of Do-Over, both the e-version and the audiobook version, and a $5 Starbucks card. Thank you so much. Now, the next five names I pulled out of the hat, they will be receiving a $15 iTunes gift card. First name is Sandy Williams. Congratulations, Sandy. Rob Giordano, Ray Nissen, CV Investor, and Latasha Jenkins. Thank you so much. You guys will each be receiving a copy of Do-Over and a $15 iTunes gift card. The next two names I pulled out of the hat will be receiving a $25 Amazon.com gift card. And those two are Gene Anderson and Sonia Sabrega. So congratulations to you two. Thank you very much. And our grand prize winner, the grand prize winner of the HD Flip Cam is Grace Wilkinson. Thank you so much, Grace. Congratulations to you. I will get all of your gifts out to you this week. Again, thank you all for your participation and support. Give me a week or so to get you your prizes. And if you feel you got skipped over, please send me an email to matt@thedooverguy.com. The future looks bright, and I want you to come with me. Next episode, I'm going to share a program with you that is having a significant impact on my do-over, and I'm confident it could impact yours as well. Thanks again. Love you guys. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you next time on Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Do-Over Guru.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.